Welcome to the Aurora Conscious Love Podcast with your host, Jessica Lynn. On this podcast, we discuss all topics having to do with dating, relationships, finding love, regenerating our planet. Together, we can redefine the future of relationships and the future of our planet. Thank you for being here. You belong here, and we're so happy to have you here. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the first episode of the Aurora Conscious Love Podcast. So happy to have you here. Thank you for joining me. I wanted to spend this first episode talking about why I created Aurora Conscious Love. What is it? Because I've been getting a lot of messages from people. A lot of people are so excited about it. A lot of people are excited about our events that are coming up, which we would love to have you at if you're interested in. But what are they? What is it? Aurora Conscious Love is something that I realized actually I was really wanting to create 4 years ago. It's so funny how things come back around. Just because I myself had never resonated with the dating world and the dating culture, and I know a lot of my friends, you know, male and female, really felt the same way. And I know that many people have met, you know, some amazing people online, have met their soulmates or dating, and I believe that you can meet whoever you're meant to meet, you know, truly anywhere. But I feel in general, the atmosphere around dating has really been kind of tainted, you know? And I talk to a lot of people who feel like there are a lot of stereotypes around dating online and what the platforms are used for and how we are all online. You know, we're all online, connected to social media 24/7 and stuck in this image and stuck in the head and the mind, and people are swiping left and right and almost just seeing people as commodities and not truly connecting with people on a heart level. And I feel like for me personally, that was the hardest thing because I have to truly get to know somebody and meet them and get a feeling for them. And just looking at somebody's picture and description online, I can't really feel anything from it. So that's why for me it doesn't work, but you know, for other people it could be great. But there's just a lot going on in the world where there isn't really spaces for true connection. And I really wanted to create a safe space where people could really connect with people that are looking for the same thing, that are really looking to connect on a human level, to connect with themselves, with each other, and with our planet, to go out and do some good, do an activity, and be able to meet somebody in the process. I really felt like this concept was something that was so important and really merged two things that I feel are so important, which is, you know, love and connection, which I feel like self-love and love for each other, healing this around the world would really heal our world and caring for the earth again, because I feel like when we don't love ourselves and each other, that's how we can justify so many injustices, you know, in the world, and how we can get into so many things. So just bringing back intention and what matters and why we're here, to me, that's what I care about. And that's why I created this for other people who feel the same way, you know, and if you don't, then it's not for you. But if you do, this is exactly for you and it's created for you. And you're a part of this, and this is something that we're all creating together. It's not me creating it. It's all of us, everybody that's listening, anybody who's interested. It's all of us creating it together, creating a movement, saying that there is a different way, saying that we're tired of the status quo. Last week was Mental Health Awareness Week, and the numbers of depression are rising, and the statistics, I feel like, on loneliness are not truly known. I was reading an article in The Economist, and they were talking about London and calling people city of sociable loners. And I think there's so many cities that are like this, where you connect with a ton of different people, but you don't really connect with them. You know, do they really know who you are? Do you really feel like you have those people that you can call, that you are really connected with, that truly see you for you and who you are? And I can say that me personally, as I started to get more in touch with myself, with what lit me up, with what brought me joy, you know, over these past couple of years, was when I really started to meet those people that I saw, that I felt really saw me for me, and that everything starts with, you know, connecting with ourselves. And when we can connect with ourselves on a true and deep level, then we're able to connect with others that mirror that back to us, which is why I wanted to create this podcast, to also talk about things that have worked for me, to share what has worked for other people, interview other people in the relationship space, talk about a ton of different modalities, talk about the earth. That's what this podcast is going to be about. And it's why I created Aurora Conscious Love, because I not only want it to be events, but together I feel like we can create a movement around dating and around love and around relationships and around connection and around supporting each other and around healing the earth. Over this month, I'm so grateful to have found out about how our soil is really so key and so important to healing our earth, because there's so much going on today where there's a lot of fear stuff in the news and, you know, a lot of things that are bringing awareness, which is great, but not a lot of solutions that seem to be very hopeful. And what I'm so grateful to have learned about this month was soil, how important our soil is, and regenerative farming, carbon farming, how our soil is getting so depleted. I don't know if any of you guys who are listening have seen the movie Interstellar, but in that movie, in the beginning of the movie, you just see this dry landscape where there's this wind blowing and the crops aren't growing and there's these storms brewing and they're having to try to leave the planet because they can't, you know, our soil is just so dry and depleted of nutrients that it won't grow food anymore and we can't feed the people on Earth. And I just remember seeing that movie and feeling so deeply that it was just an omen. It was just Mother Earth calling out to us. And I had that statement repeated back to me, you know, learning that our farming practices today are very degenerative. They are harming our earth. They're releasing more carbon into the atmosphere. And with all of this excess, it's what's causing the global warming. And by doing this carbon farming, we can reabsorb it into the soil and make it more nutritious and make it so that it balances ourself. Nature is so smart and it just needs balance. And when something gets out of balance, we just need to pull something back so it can rebalance itself and heal itself. And through these practices, we can not only sustain, because we hear a lot about sustainability, which is sustaining where we are at, but actually regenerate and help to regrow and help to get our planet back to where it should be, which is why I want our events to be focused on doing things that matter. You know, connecting with people is so important, but also connecting with people while doing an activity that is meaningful and that is important and that makes an impact in this world, I think helps us to all feel good and feel like what we're doing matters, because what you do does matter. And we have an opportunity now to make an impact in the world. And I feel like it's so important that we could be able to do it all together. And I'm so grateful to have learned about this month. I've joined now a soil advocacy program. All of our events are going to be either, you know, around regenerative farming or composting or doing something that makes a big impact into the world and into the earth. I've started learning now about regenerative gardening and balancing the world. And my goal now is really to create our own farms. I was very interested in partnering with farms for our events, but now I'm thinking, you know, I would really love to have our own Aurora Conscious Love Gardens where our events will be at, where we will be able to farm together, regenerate the earth, heal the earth, but not only do that, but then be able to use this food to be able to provide this fresh organic food to people that are in need of it. Because our food is actually getting less nutritious. you know, our food since 1940s with all of the pesticides and everything, that with our soil being less nutritious, our food has been getting less nutritious. We're getting less vitamin and minerals from our food. And that's why people are having to take more supplements. That's why people are malnourished, because they're not getting the vitamin and nutrients that they need from food. And by doing regenerative farming and creating very nutritious soil, we're able to create very wholesome and nutritious food. And if you guys haven't seen the documentary, The Need to Grow, I highly, highly, highly recommend it. It's so entertaining and it's so hopeful. And it talks about this process in depth. And if you don't feel like you have time or don't want to watch the movie, it's okay. I'm going to have some people on this podcast later that are going to talk about this topic if you're interested. If not, then no worries, you know, knowing that you come to our events, that you're helping the earth, that we're doing our research and providing the best is, you know, what matters and what you care about. But I would really love us to be able to have our own gardens where we could have these all around the world and be able to host our events in and be able to give this food to people that are in need. So if you're interested in that, you can donate below. I'll leave a link to donate to be able to create our own gardens, because, you know, of course, we can partner with organizations that are regenerative and that are already doing great things. But I feel like in the future, it'd be so wonderful to be able to have our own place to be able to do this as well. So if it's something that you would like to donate to, something you feel passionate about, then we would gratefully accept anything that you have to offer. Nothing is too big or too small. You know, anything that you have to offer, it's the intention, or even just sharing it with somebody that you think might be interested. I would be so grateful, and we would all thank you so much, because, you know, together, this is something that we're all doing together. It's not me doing it. It's all of us doing it. It's a movement that we can create together. Well, thank you again, everybody, for joining me. I did want to mention that we are going to have some events coming up in LA, in New York, all over the world. So sign up on our list. It's on our website at the bottom of the page, and you'll be able to be notified first when there's an event in your city. And by signing up, we're doing it by wherever there are the most people, you know. So currently LA and New York right now are our top locations. But if you want a event in your location, sign up, get your friends, other people that would be interested to sign up, because the more people, the higher on the priority list, of course, it will be. But we're already getting messages, you know, from Michigan, from Oregon, from Texas. Everybody is asking, you know, for these events. For our event in LA, there was people wanting to fly in from Chicago and San Fran. So, you know, these events are very popular, and I'm so grateful for the interest in them. And I know that the more interest that we have, it just shows how many people really are feeling this lack of connection and are really feeling that they need this and how important this is. And it's just really exciting to see how much interest there is in this and how many people are really needing this connection. And so if you're feeling like you're needing this connection, know that other people are feeling it too. And that's why we're creating this, so you can connect with that person that you're looking to meet who, you know, feels the same way, who wants to connect by doing something good in the world. So to be able to find a partner that already has these same values, I feel like is so key, and it gets rid of a lot of the BS that you have to deal with in the online dating world. And I'm happy and very honored to be able to facilitate these events for you to be able to find a partner that feels the same way about the planet. And my goal in the future, for anybody who is already in a relationship that's listening to this, is to also eventually extend this not only for dating for people that are looking for a partner, but to be able to have events too for people that are already in a relationship and want to look for, you know, a date night out or something else to do but want to give back. So no matter if you're in a relationship, not in a relationship, Aurora Conscious Love is for you. It's a movement about relationship. It's a movement about our planet. It's a movement about connection with yourself, with others, with the earth. And you belong here. We are so happy to have you here. So grateful that you are on this planet right now. You matter. What you do matters. And together we can make a difference. So thank you so much for being here. If you're interested in our events, sign up on the website. You'll be the first to be notified for our events before they're released to the public. And remember, if you're interested in going to an event, make sure that you sign up, you know, as soon as the link is sent out, because so much interest is going into these events and I don't want it to get sold out if you're wanting to go, you know, so make sure that you sign up right away when it's released, if you're available. And yeah, whatever event that you wind up going to, it's going to be the one that's meant for you. It's going to have the people that you're meant to meet there. So whenever you go to an event, it's the perfect timing for you. Just know that. So follow your intuition for whenever it feels right for you. If it does feel right, if it doesn't feel right, you're the only one that's going to know when it's the right time for you to come to an event. But I'm so grateful to have you here. Always looking for feedback of what you guys would like to hear more about, what events you would like to be more centered around. I'll leave my email below so you can send it to us to let us know anything that you would like to learn more about, any questions that you may have, you know, about the events. These are all for you guys, so we want to make sure that we're providing the best experience. Yeah, there's no silly questions, so feel free to ask anything. And if there's a lot of questions or we're getting a lot of the same questions, then I might just have a podcast to answer questions too. So just let me know, guys. What do you want to hear? We're here for you. So excited to be on this journey together. We're only going to keep on growing. We're only going to keep on going to more cities. We're only going to expand more around the world and start a revolution together. Thank you for being one of the initial members of the Aurora Conscious Love community. Thank you guys for being here. Bye.